Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Liner to second. Off the glove of Romy and the right field. Another error. Another unearned run. And the Giants lead 6-5. Two down, two balls, two strikes. A pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slider on the outside corner. Ball game over. And the Red Sox lose 2 of 3 in San Francisco. Today, the defense totally let the Red Sox down.
We got to play better defense. I mean, like, the whole weekend was kind of sloppy in that department. You know, we were good for a while there, but two line drives, the pop up. So just get better.
Time now for the Christian Arcand Show.
Yo, it's all Arcand
on WEEI.
Good evening. Welcome in. It's the Christian Arcand Show, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios, which are powered by Verizon. Nice to have you with us here tonight, a Monday night, the 23rd of June. On a sweltering day here in the Commonwealth. Good Lord. One of those days where you literally sweat your boobs off. And yet, mine came back today, somehow. But yeah, it's rough out there. Hope you're nice and hydrated. Hope you're keeping cool. We got a short show tonight. We'll be going just until about 8:30, a little longer than 8:40, right, Zach? Something along those lines?
Yeah, pregame is 8:38.
8:38. Okay. 8:38. What? That's when it starts? Or that's when we stop?
No, that's when it starts.
So it's a 9:38 start time?
Yeah, classic.
What is that? What are this, like a psychiatrist's office? Like you got to do it every 12 minutes? What's going on? Why would that's so weird? Anyway, baseball. Let's get to it. And we'll have phone lines open for you. As again, it's not a very long show. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. The Boston Red Sox coming off of a weekend series in which they dropped the final two and two out of three to Rafael Devers' San Francisco Giants. And much like a lot of series for this team this year, this was not unusual to see them come out, play an emotional, fun, big win in the first game of the series, and then go out and lay a couple of eggs in the second and the third. That is something that has been going on with this team really since April. It hadn't happened in a while. It had certainly been a while since you had seen this team lose a series even, really. Since the last time they played the Angels, who they're playing tonight at 9:38 for some reason, since the last time they played the Angels, they have won 10 out of 15 games. It's the best stretch they've had the entire year. And it was enough to pull them from 5 games under .500 up into the wild card, which right now today they are not. They are on the outside of the wild card looking in. And for a weekend series that saw some really good games, like, you know, games with a lot of lead changes, games with dramatic late inning at bats. Friday night was maybe the best game of the year. I think that was the best game of this year. First of all, it was Red Sox against Devers in the first game, so there was the drama that was already baked into that. But there was about five lead changes in that game. There was that Aroldis Chapman-Devers at-bat at the end of the game, which was one of the best at-bats, the at-bat of the year. I don't know if there's going to be a better at-bat than that all year long. That was great. Oh, man, I was pumped. It was 1 a.m., and I'm sitting there glued to my TV, waiting to see what was going to happen in that at-bat in a one-run game. Power versus power. Oh, is that awesome.
The head nod at the beginning.
That nod at the beginning was tremendous. The nod at the beginning was tremendous. And it sort of made me wonder, like, okay, one person we didn't really hear from, one person we didn't really talk to, is Aroldis Chapman. That's his teammate, right? But also a guy that he's had some real success against going all the way back to the very beginning of his career. Rafael Devers emerged on the scene of Major League Baseball hitting a bomb off Aroldis Chapman at Yankee Stadium that had that great video. You remember that video with the guy who's taping himself? And he's like, huh? As the ball goes flying. It's one of the best. It's one of the all-time great Yankee fan reaction videos, or maybe even baseball fan reaction videos that there's ever been. That guy, that face he made, it's just, oh, it's spectacular. And that's probably only a close second to the guy in 2004 during Game 7, Red Sox-Yankees in the 2004, where he's just, like, standing up going, you know, that guy, you can picture him, right? Standing up there, he's got the Yankee sweatshirt just dramatically exhaling as the Red Sox played another run. Mark Bellhorn hits another two-run, Johnny Damon hits one out. This guy's just sitting there like, oh, my God, they're going to blow this series. Tremendous. Anyway, that was how Rafael Devers kind of swung his way into our lives and into our house. It was right then against Aroldis Chapman. And the two of them nodding to each other like that, you're right, that was tremendous. I really, really liked that. My observations from this series are pretty straightforward, especially in that game yesterday, which is this team's got and has had all year long a real problem. A real problem that's reared its head at some awful times, but a problem that has now become so almost ridiculous for a team like this, with this man, it costs this much money and has this many players on it who are all, you know, one time considered good defensive players and in some cases gold glove caliber players, and they have more errors than any team in baseball, including teams like the Rockies, who aren't even real major league teams. I don't really know what to make of this, honestly. It's kind of like, it's like a microcosm of the Red Sox, because there are good defensive players on this team. Willy Abreu last year was a gold glover. Jaron Duran was gold glove caliber. Alex Bregman has won gold gloves recently. Trevor Story was always considered a good defensive shortstop. Tristan Casas, I don't know if he was ever considered a good defensive first baseman, but he was better than he was this year before he got hurt.
He was at least average,
I would say. And this year, he was markedly below average defensively. And, you know, Rafael has been good. Guys have been good. I wouldn't say that there's, you know, nobody who can play the outfield, but or the infield, whatever. But, like, I do think that there is a major problem here, and the numbers back it up. And that really, in a lot of ways, comes down to discipline. It comes down to a young team. It comes down to players playing out of position. Roman Anthony was your starting right fielder. Romy Gonzalez was your starting second baseman, with Abraham Toro at first. And Nate Eaton started at third and then moved to left. Is that what happened when Hamilton came in? Hamilton pinch hit for him, but didn't Eaton stay in the game? Am I crazy?
No, Eaton got pinch hit for by Romy, I believe.
He got pinch hit for by Romy. No, Romy
was already
playing.
He definitely got pinch hit for.
Oh, by Abreu, maybe?
Yeah, by Abreu, and then that's how they made the switch.
Okay. I forget exactly how it went. But, yeah, Hamilton got in the game, Meyer got in the game, and Abreu got in the game. Abreu was pinch hitting, yeah.
Willier pinch hit for Romy, Hamilton pinch hit for Eaton, and then they switched to those two guys.
That's what it was. Yeah. That's exactly right. Okay, so it's basically a long way of saying that defensively it's almost like that was an afterthought with this team in a lot of ways. Yeah, the defense will take care of itself. It's almost like that was the attitude here. And for a team that is so hung up on the metrics of everything, you know, that's really what grinds my gears about this team and what grinds my gears about this whole philosophy with this organization, is that they are so beholden to these numbers. Oh, yeah, the swing line and the drive line and all these things. We got to take the pitchers out when they've pitched this many innings in a certain week span. We've got to do that. We got to play this guy against this guy. We got to do every single thing that freaking computer tells us. and somehow defense just completely got missed by all that. Isn't it interesting how that works? Like, you know, defense maybe is a little bit harder to track, but it shouldn't be. It's baseball. You know, it's a grounder, it's a line drive, it's a fly ball, it's whatever. Like, there's only a certain number of ways the ball can get to the fielder. And for some reason, it seems like the Red Sox, for, I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe the computer doesn't read defense. But they got a pretty good pitching staff. They have an offense that when everyone was healthy, it was pretty good. Not great. There was a point in time this year where the Red Sox led the league in hits. Last month. They certainly don't now, but, you know, there was a time where they were a good hitting team. What's interesting right now is that their hot streak that they're on has not been powered by the offense even really a little bit. They've had one or two really good offensive games. Actually, that's not true. The first series against the Yankees, the offense was good. Since then, the other 12 games, it's been pretty hit or miss and mostly miss. But the starting pitching in the bullpen has been good enough to power them to these wins. But if you're not getting the offense and you're going back to committing tons of errors and letting in unearned runs...
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
And not even really on plays that should be eating players up like that. Jaren Duran and Romy Gonzalez, both of them got eaten alive by soft line drives. One of them, the one that Gonzalez was like very, that was a very soft line drive. I mean, that was ridiculous. Duran at least was on the run. Like, you know, he still should have caught that. It bounced off his glove. But at least you can say he was moving to his right and, you know, had the sort of lunge for it. He still should have caught it. That was the type of ball that a major league outfielder should be able to catch, absolutely. And Duran has certainly caught tougher balls than that before. So, on some level, you can maybe give him a break. But you can't just keep giving everybody a break every time. Well, yeah, Alex Bregman's pretty good. You got to give him a break. Most people wouldn't even get to that ball that he booted. It's like, well, it doesn't matter if he boots it, does it? It doesn't really make much of a difference. If he boots it, it's the same as if you hit a double down the line. It's the same thing. So, I'm not really sure why we have to keep going out. Benefit of the doubt for everybody. And then, when... Christian Campbell, who, God bless this kid, and I hope that he can start getting back on track down in Worcester. But putting him out there at second base, he was petrified out there. He was like a deer in headlights at second base. And that really wasn't fair. And even now, I still don't quite understand exactly what it was about Christian Campbell, aside from his rise through the minors, which I guess is something, but it's not like he's the only one of those three to play well in the minors and rocket their way up the charts in the minor. Roman Anthony was doing the same thing. Marcelo Meyer was the, what, fourth overall pick? Like, we're talking about well-regarded prospects. Christian Campbell was not in really any way, especially in the spring, where he really struggled. It just seemed like they had this, they just were pumped up about it. As we read in Jeff Passan's article, my good personal friend Jeff Passan, and staunch defender of mid-sized sedans, Jeff Passan. He really hammered home the point, and Abraham did a little bit too in the Globe, about how Campbell was what the computer spat out. Campbell at second base, that's what the computer said. This is the guy who's supposed to be there. This is the optimal lineup. And not even really a sliver of a thought given to what kind of defense that would mean. I go back to the idea of Alex Bregman playing second base, which almost happened. all spring. That's what people were talking about here. And then it just kind of went away. Now Devers is the DH, and that's what he's going to be, and that's how it's going to go, and bah, here it is. I'll tell you what. They took Rafael Devers, who led the league in errors at third base almost every year. This year, Rafael Devers has not committed one single error. He is DH the entire season. There has not been one error committed by Rafael Devers this entire year, and the Red Sox lead the league in errors by a million. Explain that to me. You finally get the guy who can't field off the field. You put him at DH because, thank God, now we finally got this defensive infield we can all feel good about, and you're the worst defensive team in the league. Explain that to me. Explain how that even works. What, you put that in the computer, what comes out there, Craig? You know, like, really? And how does the computer just completely miss this? That's what's really bugging me here, because I do understand wanting to make your team more efficient, and I understand wanting to put guys in position to be able to do things that go by the law of averages in baseball. It's a game full of math. Fine, all that's true. But when you get so into it that you completely let something like the defense on the team fall by the wayside to the point where you're a worse defensive team than the Colorado Rockies. The Rockies. If this was a soccer, what's the soccer league where they demote the teams? What's that?
I think all of them do that in Europe.
They all do that now?
Yeah.
If this was a European soccer league, the Colorado Rockies would not be in the league. The White Sox would have been kicked out last year. What do you call it? You contracted?
Relegated.
Relegated. They would have been relegated last year, and this year it would be the Rockies. That is a team that is just an absolute joke. And they commit less errors than you do. Considerably less error. You know, like, it's, you lead by a good amount. And I don't mean to hammer this, because the Red Sox have been playing well lately. And I do think that the defense has shown improvements. But a weekend like this one kind of brings it all back, doesn't it? There's a real fear right now, and I think it's a fear that you're right to have if you're a Red Sox fan, because I'm feeling it too. That there was some momentum from those first two Yankee series, and then momentum from trading Devers. And wow, look at this thing that we did, and we're going forward, and now this guy, this selfish guy, is out of the locker room, and now here we can go ahead and win. And I wonder if maybe the momentum from that might have sputtered out a little bit.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.